Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. ENS integrates Dotbox domains into its web app. Safe launches the Safe Pass Points program. Spark Protocol introduces Spark Hub. And Renzo announces details for its RES governance token launch. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETHDaily. Ethereum Name Service integrated the ability to discover and register Dotbox domain names directly through the ENS Manager web app. Dotbox is a blockchain-native and ICANN-approved top-level domain designed to connect ENS domains with their corresponding ICANN domains. The integration aims to help users shift from Web2 to Web3 domains. Once registered, Dotbox domains are tokenized as NFTs on OP Mainnet, representing ownership of the underlying domain. The Dotbox domains also retain traditional Web2 functionalities through ICANN DNS resolution. Additionally, ENS DAO earns a referral fee for every Dotbox domain registered through the ENS web portal. Safe launched Safe Pass, a new incentive program designed to reward users for using Safe and interacting with the Safe ecosystem. Users can earn points by using their Safe Smart accounts. Users who lock Safe tokens will receive a points booster. The Safe Governance token is now transferable and has a market cap of $1 billion. Safe Pass users will be able to redeem their points for perks such as early access to beta features, sponsored transactions, and exclusive event invitations. The first season of Safe Pass is now live until September 30th. Ecosystem Safe Pass partners include EigenLayer, ENS, DEN, Euler, and DeFi Saver. Spark Protocol launched Spark Hub, a revamped front-end for interacting with MakerDAO-powered DeFi products. Sparkland allows users to borrow DAI using high-liquidity collateral assets. The Spark Hub for Sparkland features a single-step deposit-to-borrow flow, risk management tools, and a dashboard for monitoring positions. Spark Cash and Savings is a separate product that leverages the DAI savings rate to create a banking-like service where users can deposit DAI, USDC, and USDT to earn yield. Spark Protocol is built on the Aave V3 codebase and taps into MakerDAO's DAI Direct Deposit module as a credit line for accessing DAI liquidity. And lastly, Renzo Protocol, the second largest liquid restaking protocol by total value locked, announced the launch details for its RES governance token. Starting May 2nd, eligible restakers will be able to claim RES tokens based on their accumulated easy points. As part of the Season 1 airdrop, 500 million RES tokens, which represents 5% of the token's total supply of 10 billion, will be distributed. Renzo stated that users who sell their Easy ETH holdings before April 26th will not qualify for the claim. Wallets in the top 5 percentile will also have half of their tokens vested over 6 months. An additional 5% of the token supply will be evenly distributed between a Binance launch pool and liquidity purposes. Since launching in the first quarter of this year, Renzo Protocol has attracted over $3 billion in deposits from 250,000 users. In other news, the 20th Gitcoin Grants round is now live, and Lodestar releases version 1.18.0 of its client. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.